All right, KID crew, there's a lot of energy and excitement. We're hanging out at the Flying Goose inside the Shiloh, and it's on Lindsay Boulevard right here in Idaho Falls. You're invited to come on down. We've got some prizes. We are monitoring closely these TVs to keep our eyes on all of those big races, and we're having a good time doing it together. But right now, I bet you would agree that we could use maybe just a little break from politics. So I wanted to talk giving back to our community. November is here. It's a time when we really focus on gratitude. And at least for me, I'm ready to start full-blown Christmas celebrations. I cannot wait. And so I'm joined with Pam from Toys for Tots. And Pam, at the next Toys for Tots, it's on. I'm going to wear one of my Christmas shirts. I think it's safe. Halloween's past. I can do it. Pam, let's talk a little bit about the whole mission behind Toys for Tots.
Well, we just really want to make sure that every child has a Christmas. There are a lot of kids in our community that their parents are struggling right now. And so we want to make sure we help those parents. We help those kids. We keep the spirit of giving and Christmas alive. And so no one's sad on Christmas morning. And so those parents don't feel like they failed. So it's as much for the kids as it is for the parents.
You know, I think that's exactly right. Because imagine as a parent, if you can't provide a Christmas for your kids, that breaks your heart. So this is about our community coming together and doing what we can. I know, Pam, as you and I have talked, one thing I want to make sure people understand is that stocking stuffers are a big need for you guys. And there are lots of great places to find stocking stuffers. So, Pam, I want you to just give us some other ideas as to what is needed, and then let us know when the next Toys for Tots drop is.
So it's a perfect day because I was just going through boxes today and taking out toys and sending them on tables. And so our need is really babies. So 0 to 12 months. And that can be anything from, you know, toys, rattles, blankets. For the babies, we're allowed to hand out blankets. And the older kids from about 13 up, we really struggle there. Headphones, speakers, makeup for the girls. We cannot hand out toiletries unless they're in gift packages like you see at the store right now coming out. Those are really, really big needs. Books are big needs. We try and make sure every kid gets a book. So stocking stuffers, the babies, the older kids, books, those are huge needs. And right now, the number of kids I have compared to the number of toys I have at this moment, right before I came here, we're barely scraping by to give one kid or each kid one toy. So the need is there. We have a lot of applications this year. And so it's going to be a struggle for us. We will be at Sam's Club this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2. Also, you can give at Rusty Taco in Rexburg and Ammon. Both of those, if you give, the Hall Foundation is matching. So it's a good way to turn $1 into $2.
And you guys are so good at stretching that. KID crew, we can do this. Let's step up and make sure that they have enough to provide every kid in our community with a little Christmas, because every kid really does deserve that. I'm going to be out there at Sam's Club, and you'll see me. I don't know if I'm going to wear one of my ugly Christmas sweaters or one of my red truck t-shirts, but I am going to be out there in my Christmas gear. It is the most wonderful time of the year. And if you're looking for a way to teach your kids about the magic of giving back, this is it. Pam, thanks so much. And I want to give you a chance just to send a final message out to everyone.
If you're needing assistance and you are in our service area, which goes from Shelley to Salmon and Arco, even into Jackson a little bit, go to toysfortots.org, click on locate a campaign, put in your information, it will direct you to our website, and you can fill out an application. So please get those applications in. You have until November 30th to do so. And we just appreciate the community so much, and we could not do any of it without everyone in the community. Everyone who comes up to us at the booths and thanks us and puts up change in there. We've had people drop change, and every penny helps. Every penny helps, and we appreciate the community so much for showing up for us.
You're so right. Every penny does count. And KID crew, it's just about giving what you can. Even if it's one stocking stuffer or $1, I promise you they're going to put it to good use and make sure that they can ensure that every kid in our community has a little Christmas.